Okay, so I guess we're going to start the session. We only have three presentations in this session. This is one of the Urban and Anthropogenic Soils Division session. So when I was putting together session, we were hoping to have a lot more presentations. But anyhow, I think I was hoping that the organizers will combine with another urban session so we could have a joint session. But they left it alone, so which is okay. So with that, I'm going to invite our first speaker, Nirenga, and she's going to talk about buffer effects on nitrogen.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming here today. I'm Nirenga Vikramaratne, a master's student from University of Missouri, Columbia. Sorry about that. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for coming here today. I'm Nirenga Vikramaratne, a master's student from University of Missouri, Columbia. So this is part of my master's research project, which is landscape position and buffer effects on groundwater nitrogen. So as you all know, groundwater provides drinking water for more than one half of the nation's population, and it is a very valuable resource, even though probably we never see it or we never realize it is there. However, nitrate in groundwater has become a worldwide problem right now. Many studies have shown the association between agriculture and nitrate in groundwater. The elevated concentrations of nitrate in groundwater and drinking water cause disastrous disease conditions such as methemoglobinemia in infants and stomach cancers in adults. So, and hypoxic zones. So, this bar graph shows the hypoxic zone, area of hypoxic zone in Gulf of Mexico from 1985 to 2040. As you see here, few years have recorded lower, smaller area of hypoxic zone, which is less than the averages, 5-year average and long-term averages. The recent scientists demonstrate is the severe drought conditions in Mississippi River watershed. So that shows how much contribution of contamination is occurred through the Mississippi River watershed. Both surface and groundwater contributes to create this hypoxic zone. So, as studies have shown, more than 50% of the contamination is occurred through the groundwater. So, it is important to study the nutrient concentrations in groundwater. So, this study was about the nutrient in groundwater. The main objective of this study was to evaluate the slope position and the buffer effect on nitrate and total nitrogen transport to groundwater beneath two land cover treatments. During the study, we hypothesized nitrate and total nitrogen concentration in groundwater is affected by the slope position and the management practices. So I'm moving to method section. The study was conducted in the Horticulture and Agroforestry Research Center, which is one of the research centers attached to the University of Missouri, located in New Franklin, Missouri. We installed two transects of wells into adjacent grazing plots from summit to the foot slope across a catena sequence. Each transect contains three groundwater monitoring wells, and at the foot slope of each grazing plot having two different buffer zones. In the transect 2, it has a grass covered buffer zone, and in transect 1 has a agroforestry buffer zone. So these two grazing plots and the buffer zone right here covered with tall fescue, red clover and lespedeza grasses, and the other buffer zone with agroforestry contains four rows of eastern cottonwood, and the major soil series is meant for siltrum, and the major land use in the area is cattle grazing with agroforestry and grass buffers, as I mentioned before. This figure shows the dimensions of the grazing plots and the buffer zone of the study area, and here this This shows the profile view of installed wells at the research site. So these summit wells and the foot slope wells were installed in November 2014, and the mid slope wells were installed in the October 2015. The slope is about 30%. This is the way we drilled and installed groundwater wells at HAV, and during well drilling process we obtained soil core samples and characterized for different characters. And here you see the textural profile of one of the deep wells in different depth levels. And this shows the vertical cross section of the well, one of the deep wells. The grout layer and the bentonite layer seals and avoid entering surface water inside to the well, but the sand layer here allows to enter the groundwater, soil water into the well through this 3-meter deep screening, and the well is 12 meters deep. After well installation, sampling was started in December 2014, and samples were taken every week. Before taking a sample, we measure the water level, and then the wells are purged, at least 3 well volumes, and then allowed to recharge. And then a sample, 1-liter sample is collected and transferred 200 milliliters into an acidified bottle and transported under cool conditions to the laboratory and processed within 48 hours and analyzed for nitrate and total nitrogen with this following methods. So let's move to the results of the study. This figure shows the nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations in HAV 11 and 15, which are in the summit and foot slope of transect 1 from December 2014 to August 2016. So as you see here, both wells for both nitrate and total nitrogen shows a consistent pattern of concentration throughout the sampling period except 2-3 data points. And always the nitrate and total nitrogen concentration in HAV 11 is higher than the HAV 15 throughout the sampling period. And if you compare the nitrate concentration in HAV 11 with 15, the HAV 11 shows a higher concentration of nitrate and total nitrogen than HAV 15. Similarly, HAV 21 and 25, which are parallel wells to HAV 11 and 15, also shows the same similar pattern and similar value to 11 and 15. And similarly, HAV 21 shows a higher concentration of nitrate and total nitrogen than HAV 25. But here we have a big vacuum of data because the well, this 21 well, was broken after installation, a few weeks after installation, and then we had to reinstall the well in here in October of 2015. And then if you go down the slope and compare mid slope with foot slope, the HAV 13 also shows a higher concentration of nitrate and total nitrogen than HAV 15, and the concentration keeps a consistent pattern throughout the sampling period. 23 also shows a higher concentration of nitrate and total nitrogen than 25, which is still the mid slope and foot slope. So the results I explained here shows the nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations have been decreased with the decreasing depth to the water table throughout the season. And here as a summary, this shows the mean nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations have been decreased with the decreasing depth of the water table. Like if you compare the HAV 13 and 15 different landscape positions. So, and all as also the total nitrogen concentration is higher than the nitrate concentration. Mean total nitrogen concentration is higher than the mean nitrate concentration. concentration in each landscape position. And then we wanted to see whether there is an effect of the two different buffer zones in reducing nitrate concentration. So as you see here, HAG 1.5, which is near the agroforestry buffer, and HAG 2.5, which is near the grass buffer. If you compare these two, we see the concentration of nitrate is lower throughout the period than HAG 1.5, and also this shows a different pattern. The total nitrogen concentration is sometimes higher than the 2.5. And this figure shows the nitrate and total nitrogen concentration change in three different landscape positions with different seasons throughout the period. So here, during the winter season, the nitrate concentration, after fall, the nitrate concentration in all the three wells have been reduced after fall season. And when it comes to this box and whisker plot of groundwater nitrate and total nitrogen, we can compare the concentrations of nitrate and total nitrogen in HAG 1.1, 1.3, 1.5, 2.1, 2.3 and 2.5 to each other. So, as I explained before, we observe the lowest concentrations of nitrate and total nitrogen in HAG 1.5 and 2.5 compared with other wells. The highest mean concentration in HAG 1.1, but the interquartile ranges are more spread in 1.3, 2.1 and 2.3 because we have less number of data points compared to 1.1, 1.5 and 2.5. As a summary, I would like to explain, show here the nitrate, mean nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations in different landscape positions. The summit well shows mean nitrate concentration of 2.719 and mean total nitrogen concentration of 3.352. And when we go down, the foot slope with agroforestry buffer shows the lowest nitrate, mean nitrate concentration, which is 0.019, and the total nitrogen is 0.304. And in the foot slope with grass buffer shows little bit higher concentration than foot slope with agroforestry buffer, 0.053, but it is significant. And the foot slope with grass buffer for mean total nitrogen also shows 0.275 concentration. The results of Mann-Whitney U-test also shows the nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations in summit and foot slope wells are significantly different from each other at 0.05 alpha level. And also, the nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations are significantly different in HAG 1.5 and 2.5 from each other at the same significance level. So with those results, I would like to conclude nitrate and total nitrogen concentrations decreased with the decreasing depth to the water table. And denitrification may have reduced the nitrate concentrations in the foot slope well. Uptake of nitrate by cottonwood trees may have further reduced nitrate concentration in groundwater compared to the pasture-only treatment. So I would like to acknowledge all the institutions and personnel who gave numerous support for me during this study research work. And thank you so much for your kind attention. So you're talking about the total nitrogen in this. Right. Yes, we see, I think the reason we assume is the seasonal variability and the organic matter, the level of organic matter which contributing to organic nitrogen, to accumulate organic nitrogen, has caused to difference in the level of total nitrogen. Thank you. Actually, it's for future study. Still, we are working on that, about the root system of the agroforestry buffer. And actually, as I reviewed through the literature, many studies have shown that when we go down in the foot slope in a landscape, the more microbial activities when we go down, and when the decreasing depth to the water table, it has more microbial activity in the down foot slope than in the summit position. So that caused to increase the level of denitrification to reduce the nitrate concentration.
Did you have any measurements of oxygen in the water?
Actually, no. So I'm working on that right now, because after seeing this difference, so I'm working on that to measure the dissolved oxygen level.